Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I think where we left off yesterday, we were discussing some hospitalizations that Savannah had, I guess, had gone, undergone. Is that correct? Is that your recollection?
Yes.
Okay. And do you recall which facility Savannah was hospitalized in 2015?
I spent some time last night really trying to pull that out of my memory. I honestly don't know which hospitalization was which.
Yeah, I'm going to show you a page out of Defendant's Exhibit F. And it is a document that has Prairie Care and Prairie Care Medical Group at the top and is labeled progress notes. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And here at the top, it says patient name, Savannah or Lecky Savannah, correct?
Yes.
And date of birth, 6/3/2001.
Yes.
And based on that information, is that, you know who Savannah was, correct?
Yes.
And is that Savannah's date of birth?
Yes.
And it says admit date, May 27th, 2015, correct?
Yes.
And discharge date, June 17th, 2015, correct?
Yes.
And here it says there was a note addressed to a male peer written and signed by patient, correct?
That's what I see, yes.
And down here in this paragraph, it says, as there is a concern for safety, and this was not brought to my attention until patient was gone from programming, I did contact mom, correct?
Yes.
And then in parentheses, it says the word Tamil, correct?
Correct.
And your name is Tamil?
That's correct.
And it has a phone number?
Yes.
Was that your phone number at that time?
Yes.
Via phone to inform of incident. Mom was very supportive and concerned that Savannah would do something like this. Mom indicated she would talk with Savannah about the seriousness of making threats to others, correct?
That's what it says.
And you were told that the threat was that she had made a note to appear, correct?
I'm not seeing anything in the note that says anything about wanting to commit suicide.
That wasn't my question. The threat was communicated, correct, to you?
It was.
And the threat was to appear, correct?
That's correct.
And the threat was, you started this war, only you can stop this war. There will be blood. I have spent the majority of my childhood studying pain, correct?
Yes.
And that concerned you?
Yes.
And today I'm also going to show you another page here in Defendant's Exhibit F. And again, here at the top, that says Prairie Care Medical Group, correct?
Correct.
And on this, the assessment date says February 5th of 2016, correct?
Yes.
And you testified yesterday that you are the person who brings Savannah to medical appointments, correct?
Yes.
You were present then at this assessment.
Was this an admission? Yeah, for sure.
It says diagnosis information at the top, correct?
Yes.
And it says type, admission, correct?
Yes. That is, yes.
And in the middle of the page, it says presenting problems, correct?
Yes.
And it also says family present when starting as a question, correct?
Yes.
And it says yes.
Yes.
Were you family?
Yes.
Would that mean you were present?
Yes.
And in this, you reported that over the last month, we've been watching a very rapid decline in her ability to deal with the stress of her stepfather moving out. There's been a lot of writings discovered, very writings that talk about suicide and cutting and an alternate reality that she has gone into to try and deal with her stressors. Correct?
Yeah, very dark writings.
Yes. And You also stated then that she's seeking out other people in her same situation with the cutting and suicide into her things, correct?
Yes.
And you also reported that as a parent group, we feel like she's beyond where we feel comfortable. We have seen such a rapid decrease in her ability to deal with stress that I'm worried she's going to try and commit suicide. Is that what you said?
Yes.
And also, you stated that Savannah liked to write to get her emotions up, correct?
Correct.
And a patient's mom states that patient's counselor and school counselor both felt patient was at risk of suicide today, correct?
Yes.
And mom states that patient has been decompensating over the past month, correct?
Yes.
And that she's been getting more upset more often, cutting more and having daily thoughts of suicide, correct?
Yes.
And that today patient did say she was going to slit her wrists and she had been looking on the internet how to do it, correct?
Yes.
Patient told her mom that if she did not do it today, she would do it before the summer was over. Also correct?
Yes.
Mom states that patient has been more depressed over the past 2 years, correct?
Yes.
And that patient did attempt suicide 1 year ago by hanging, due, correct?
Yes.
Where have you been convicted of?
Drug trafficking.
Okay. What county was that out of?
Douglas and Green.
All right. And when did those occur?
2016, 2017.
Are you currently on probation or parole?
I am.
Which one?
Parole.
All right. Have you been in trouble since?
Huh?
Have you ever spent time in Missouri's county jails?
Yes.
In 2017, were you housed in a county jail?
Yes.
Which jail?
Green, Douglas, and Ozark.
Okay. When were you housed in the Ozark County Jail?
I want to say it's from May or June of 2017 to October of 2017. Okay.
What charges were you being housed on in Ozark County?
Drug trafficking, but it was for Douglas County. I was just being housed there.
Okay, so you're charged throughout Douglas, but you were being housed in Ozark County.
Correct.
All right. And is there anybody here in the courtroom today that you recognize from your time at the Ozark County Jail?
Yes.
Could you identify that person for us?
Rebecca Rudd.
When you arrived at the Ozark County Jail, was the defendant already housed there?
No.
All right. When did she arrive to the Ozark County Jail?
I've been there probably a month and a half, I'd say.
Were you in the same pod as the defendant?
I was.
And how many women were in that pod?
When she came, there probably 5 or 6, I'd say.
Was there also a woman named Sarah Johnson with you in the pod at some point?
Yes.
Do you recall when she was housed with you in that pod?
She was already there when Rebecca came in, I would say, but I really don't recall.
All right. Did you and the defendant have occasions to talk while y'all were incarcerated in the Ozark County Jail?
Yes.
Do you remember the nature of your conversations with the defendant?
Yeah.
All right. And were they about her pending charges?
Not at first, but eventually, yes.
Okay. Did you and the defendant establish a rapport with each other?
Sure.
Did you eventually ask what the defendant was charged with?
I knew ahead of time what she was charged with. It's kind of a big deal when it got brought in. I had no idea what was going on at first.
Was kind of the talk in the jail?
Yeah. It was on the news, so of course everybody knew about it.
Right. And you and the defendant eventually talk about her case?
Yes.
And did you and the defendant ever talk about her daughter and her daughter's adoptive mom?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that conversation?
She was concerned about something to do with money and trying to save her farm. The adoptive mother had owed her some money. I really don't recall the logistics of what transpired financially between the two. But there was a conversation, I would guess.
But it was a conversation about money?
Yeah.
All right. Did she mention not getting money?
Yeah.
And would that have been from her adoptive mom?
Yes, correct.
Do you recall the defendant ever talking about pills?
Yes.
Could you tell us about that conversation?
He wanted to know if I knew if there was any way to trace any kind of pain medication in a person's system, how long it was there, things of that nature.
All right. What kind of pills were those? Did she mention that?
Hydrocodone.
Was the discussion of hydrocodone pills prompted or unprompted?
It was unprompted. She came to me with questions regarding her case and just kind of signified to say yes.
And did the defendant ever talk about using those pills in any way.
She did. She said that she had crushed some up, including some Kool-Aid, and gave them to her daughter.
Did she tell you who her daughter was?
She did.
All right, who is that?
Savannah.
Did you and the defendant ever talk about Robert Peet?
Briefly.
All right, what was that about?
She had just married him. They worked together for too long before they got married. There wasn't very in-depth conversation, but...
Did she tell you why she got married to Robert Peet?
That he couldn't testify against her.
Did you ever see the defendant express any remorse about her daughter?
Not a single time.
Have you been offered anything in consideration for your testimony here today?
Absolutely not.
And in fact, did you go to prison?
I did.
Were you ever charged in Ozark County by Mr. Garibrandt with anything?
No.
No plea deal with Mr. Garibrandt?
No. I came to the chair, I guess. I willingly came forward because it just was so sick. Being a mother, I just didn't understand.
Is it safe to say that the things the defendant told you shocked your senses?
Absolutely.
At this time, Judge, I'll pass the witness.
Hello, Ms. Johnson?
No, this is Ms. Wallen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Wallen. Sorry, if wrong one. When you were in that pod, how many people were in a pod or a cell together?
At the time, there was, I want to say 5 to 6, not much more than that.
Okay. Were you able to use a phone?
Yeah.
In the cell? Okay. And was there a phone in your cell area there?
No, just in the pod, the day room where everybody would get out of their cells.
Okay, so anybody can overhear your conversations?
Absolutely.
Okay, and you can hear other people's conversations. Do you know a Kathy Gilton?
No.
Okay. You do know Sarah Johnson?
Yes.
All right. And you were in the pod together at the same time?
Yeah.
With the same time that you were in there with Miss Reed?
Yes.
And you said that I believe you told them that you did not get any consideration for making your statement. You just come forward, correct?
Yes.
But you asked for some, didn't you? You asked for some consideration.
Wait.
You wrote a letter, correct?
Oh, yeah, I did.
And in that letter you said, I've been quite helpful in your investigation, correct?
Yes.
And I've given a written statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I would typically never do anything like that. Okay? And I'm going to ask you this. Did you and Sarah sign this letter?
I don't recall.
Okay. So you are probably one of their best witnesses, correct?
I have no idea. I haven't followed the case out that much about it.
That's what you told them in this letter?
Well, just because of the confession that I just heard.
Okay. And then you say, please... Really, I've turned my life around. Please help.
I was just trying to state to the court that I wanted to make a change in my life. I was doing the right thing, and I just wanted that to be.
But you wanted some help with something, correct, for your statement?
That wasn't the reason for my statement. That came after the fact.
Who did you send this letter to?
I really don't even know. It's been so long ago.
I think you mentioned earlier that you... provide a written statement.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Who did you actually... Did you talk with someone?
We did.
Who did you talk to?
I believe it was Deputy Dawes.
Okay. Do you know if that conversation was recorded in any way?
I believe it was.
And during part of that conversation, do you know the date of that statement?
No, I don't.
Have you reviewed your statement before coming in today?
Briefly, yes.
So in your statement... You're writing that you have talked with Reba for a while, and she talks about money, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about that she wants to protect her husband from anything, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Jessica, I'm going to show you what I've marked as, for identification purposes, as Defendant's Exhibit M. And can you tell me what this says it is?
Voluntary statement.
Okay. And is that your name?
It is.
Is that your handwriting?
It is.
Okay. Looks like there's a statement there, correct?
Sure.
And is that your signature at the bottom? Okay. So you recognize this document?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you just read over that to yourself, and then I'll ask you some more questions? Did you get a chance to refresh your recollection on that? Okay. In this statement that you made, looks like it's about a paragraph long, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do you talk about... putting drugs and Kool-Aid anywhere in there?
No.
I just asked you if you did.
No, I did not.
You're testifying today that there were drugs, and she said something about drugs and Kool-Aid, but you didn't write that at the time.
No, I did not.
And your memory would have been more closer to the time that she said this when you wrote this, correct?
Correct.
So your testimony is different today.
It is. Can I elaborate?
No. Were you talked to by someone else later, actually more recently, by a law enforcement officer involved with the case? Like, April?
Yes.
Okay. And did you make another statement then?
Yes.
Okay. And that was that statement that you, or that when you talked to the other law enforcement officer in, I guess, April of 22, that's like 4.5 years later, correct?
Correct.
And there's been a lot of media attention to this case, hasn't there been?
I haven't followed it. I'm sure there has.
Well, okay.
Just a few redirect questions, Your Honor. Is everything that you had to offer in that written statement, all the information you had to offer in that written statement?
No, at the very bottom it says, I'd rather talk to an officer in person.
And why would you rather talk to an officer in person?
Just because there's so much detail. I didn't want to write it all out. I just wanted to speak on it.
Ms. Duval mentioned a note about asking for something from the sheriff or the court, correct?
Correct.
And you never received anything, correct?
No. Yeah.
Have you followed media attention in this case?
I haven't, honestly.
Other than with law enforcement, have you talked with anybody else about this case since you were released from jail?
No.
No further questions, Your Honor. Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
What have you been convicted of?
I was convicted back in 2013 of a child endangerment charge.
Were you placed on probation for that?
Yes, I was.
All right. And did you have occasion to violate your probation at some point?
Yes.
And were you placed in jail for that?
Yes.
At some point, have you been housed in, well, you just answered that you've been housed in jail. At some point, were you housed in the Ozark County Jail?
Yes.
What year was that?
2017.
You recall why you were housed there?
I had pending charges out of Douglas County, and my co-defendant in that case caused the problem, so I got transferred to Ozark County to be housed there.
And do you recall what dates were housed in Ozark County?
I'm not sure the exact date, but from the middle of August until like the first week of September.
What happened with your Douglas County charges?
They were dropped.
And is there anybody here in the courtroom today that you recognize from the Ozark County Jail?
Yes.
All right. And who is that? Yeah. And is that the woman seated at the end of the council table?
Yes.
Was the defendant in the Ozark County Jail when you arrived?
No, she was not.
When was she brought in?
I don't recall exactly.
When she arrived in the Ozark County Jail, was she placed in general population or in solitary confinement?
I believe that she was in a holding cell. I'm not sure exactly how long, but I believe that she was in a holding cell for a few days before they brought her in.
Was she eventually released from that holding cell?
Your Honor, he's leading the witness. He's giving the answers.
Okay. Yes, Ms. Duval, I'll ask another question. Did you eventually have contact with the defendant?
Yes.
Was that after she was released from the holding cell? How many women were housed in that lab with you?
Six or seven. There weren't very many of us.
Was the defendant housed with you?
Yes.
Was she your cellmate?
She was.
During your time as being her cellmate, did you build a rapport with her?
We talked a lot. We played cards a lot.
Can you tell us about your acquaintanceship with the defendant? How friendly were you with her?
We weren't like too friendly, but we did talk. I mean, when she'd get down a little bit, she'd go into the cell and I'd go in there and ask her if she was okay and if she had me to talk or wanted to talk. She could talk to me.
And did y'all talk?
A few times we did.
And did you ask about what she was in for?
No, I did not.
All right. Did you ask her what she was charged with?
I did not.
Did she talk to you about what she was charged with?
Not that I can recall.
Did you provide a written statement to law enforcement?
Yes, I did.
Let me show you what I marked at State's Exhibit 34. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
Is that your written statement?
Yes.
Could you take a moment to read over that written statement, and I'm going to ask you some questions.
Did you and the defendant talk about her daughter?
On occasion.
Okay. Can you tell me about those conversations?
There was one conversation. It was after they had locked us down, Marcel, and shut the lights down. We had went sat on the floor by the door. It was the only light source that we could get from the favor. And we were playing hard. I don't remember exactly how the conversation came about, but there was a conversation about how her daughter had run away and that her daughter, about how her daughter could run away and that her daughter was real big on pills and had taken off with one of her prescriptions when she had took off.
Okay. Did who and the defendant ever talk about the murder of Savannah?
No, not really. It was mainly more that she was so upset that she had ran off and run away.
And she told you that she ran away from the farm?
Yes, she told me that she had ran away.
During your time in the jail with her, was there ever a discussion about bones being located?
Your Honor, again, I'm going to object to him leading the witness.
It is not leading a witness, Ms. Duval.
Rural.
Did she answer that question, Your Honor?
Yeah.
Thank you.
There was a discussion once it came across the
paper. That's not the question. The question was there ever a discussion about bones with the defendant?
Yes.
Okay, what was that discussion? Could you tell us the details of that?
The discussion was that when the bones came back and they had made a positive identity on it, she was 100% certain that it was not the daughter, that it was not a 100% match, a 99.9% match is not enough, in her words, to make identity because of 100%.
Were you ever charged in Ozark County, Missouri, with any crimes?
No.
Did you receive any sort of consideration for your testimony here today?
No.
Did you ask the sheriff or ask the court or ask the prosecutor for a potential plea deal or anything in regards to this information?
No.
Do you recall sending a letter? Sorry for that. Did you talk to the Ozark County Sheriff's Office about your about this information?
Yes.
And did you talk with a member of the Attorney General's office? With
I do not recall.
Okay. And you said your charges were dropped?
Out of Douglas County, yes.
Do you know why?
I would have been in that case the charges, so they'd be dropped against me. Because they were everything that I would be charged with was his.
Yeah, what kind of charge was it?
I had a felon in possession of a firearm. And hindering the prosecution of the felon.
Okay. Can you tell us? Oh, sorry, that. No further questions for this witness.
Okay.
Sure. Ms. Johnson, I have a couple of things to go over with you. So I want to make sure I'm understanding. So you were in a pod. There was a pod, and in that pod, there's different cells. Is that okay? And you were in a cell with Miss Root, or were you just in the pod with Miss Root?
I was in the cell.
Okay. Let me ask you about phones. Can you make phone calls from the jail?
In the day room, they have a phone in the day room, but that is the only phone in the pod.
Okay. But it's in the pod?
Yes.
Okay. And can you hear people when they're on the phone?
Sometimes. It just depends on if they talk louder or they just have to be hush, hush, quiet.
People could hear you?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you ever make any phone calls on that phone? That you can recall?
Every once in a while, I think I made like one or two of home just to see how everybody was doing.
Do you know if Reba made any phone calls? Do you recall if she made any phone calls?
She did.
Okay. And so you could have possibly overheard some of her calls?
It's possible.
Okay. If I may approach the witness, Your Honor. We have something marked, but I'm just going to use the state's marked copy already. And this is going to be state's exhibit.
34, yes.
Okay. 34. And I just want to ask you a couple of questions about it. So is that states it's a voluntary statement, correct?
Correct.
And this is that your name?
Yes.
Sarah Johnson? And is that your handwriting?
Yes.
And is that your signature at the bottom?
Yes.
And what date was that written on?
September 1st, 2017.
All right. And at what time?
About 3:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. And you were at that time, you were pod mates anyway with Jessica Wellen. So you had access to talk to Miss Wellen while you were in custody?
I did have access, yes.
Okay. I do want to ask you one other question. In your testimony today, you said that you did talk to her when she was feeling down. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you would go into the cell and talk to her?
If that's where she was, yes.
Okay. So was there any other people in the cell with you at that time, or just you and her?
It was just me and her.
Okay. Do you know why she was down? Did she ever tell you?
She was concerned about Robert and what she could do to protect him.
And did she ever say anything? Was she down about anything else that you recall?
No, not at all.
Okay. And you wrote do you recall writing a letter along with Jessica about getting some special treatment or getting something out of your testimony?
I remember there being a letter, yes.
Okay. And do you recall signing that letter?
I do not recall signing it.
I'm going to show you what's been marked as Defendant's Exhibit O for identification purposes. Can you look at that letter? I'm just going to look at it, read it to yourself. And is your signature on the bottom of that page?
That is my name. That is not my signature.
Okay. Were you aware of this?
I had heard something about there being a letter written.
But you didn't authorize a letter?
I didn't physically sign it, no.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you say your name for the records?
Kathy Hilton.
Ms. Hilton, first thing I'm going to get to is, have you been convicted of any crimes?
I absolutely have.
What have you been convicted of?
Forgery and stealing.
Okay, where were those convictions out of?
Green and Christian and Taney County.
Okay. Were they all around the same time?
Yes.
All right, do you have any pending charges?
No.
Are you currently on probation?
I am.
When those charges were pending, did you have occasion to spend time in Missouri's county jails?
I did.
Did you spend time in the Taney County Jail?
I did.
When did you spend time in Taney County Jail?
It was the first part of 2018 when I got arrested, and that's where I was at until June, the 1st of June, I think, and then I was transferred.
Okay, out of Taney County?
Out of Taney County, yes.
And when you were housed in Taney County, were you in a pod in that jail?
I guess it was.
And how many people were in that pod with you?
I don't know. There was quite a few of those girls.
Is there anybody here in the courtroom today that you recognize from your time at Taney County Jail?
Absolutely.
All right. And could you identify that person and tell us what she's wearing?
Rebecca. She's wearing a tan. Looking at something. I don't know what she's going on now.
Okay. I would ask the record reflect that the witness has identified the defendant.
You will.
And when you arrived at the Taney County Jail, was the defendant already there?
Yes, she was.
Did you and the defendant develop a rapport of any kind?
We did.
And can you tell us about that?
When I first got in there, she just started socializing with me and stuff and started doing my hair in the mornings and stuff, and that's where we kind of communicated and started to get to know each other.
Was that your first encounter with the defendant, y'all doing each other's hair?
Yes, I had never met her before prior.
And let me ask you, had you followed this case at all prior to your time in jail?
Absolutely not. Didn't know anything about it until I got to jail.
All right. And were you generally following any media coverage prior to time to jail?
No, I was not in the right state of mind to be worrying about anything else that was going on in the world.
All right. And while you guys were doing each other's hair, did y'all talk about what you were in for?
Yes, we did.
And what did the defendant tell you she was
in? She told me she was in there for murdering her daughter.
All right. And at first, did she tell you any facts about her case at first?
No. I asked her at first if she did it. She told me no.
Right.
And then just talk from there.
Over the course of your time at the Taney County Jail, did you build a friendship with the defendant?
Yes, at first, yes.
Okay. Did she eventually talk to you about the circumstances leading up to the murder?
Yes.
Did she tell you who was dead?
Yeah, her daughter.
Okay. Did she say who her daughter was?
I don't remember her name.
Okay. All right. And did she tell you about her daughter's death?
Yes, she did.
What did she tell you?
You want me to tell you what she told me what she did?
Yes.
Okay. She murdered her daughter. She drugged her daughter. And after she drugged her daughter, she took her daughter to a piece. She had some kind of a farm or something that they lived on. She took her daughter to a burn pile that she had on the property, placed her daughter in there, and burned her child. But her child wasn't dead. Her child came back to life. Went in the middle of burning her, and she beat her in the face with a rake. I'm pretty sure it was a rake. And until she was gone.
Okay. Now, let me back up a little bit about the drugging. Did she give you any specifics about the drugging?
I don't know in great detail. I just know I remember her telling me that she had drugged her. I don't know what with. Okay. But that's, she had drugged her.
All right. Did the defendant tell you anything about her husband?
Yeah, she was pretty obsessed with him.
Okay. Did you say who that was?
I don't remember his name, but I know she's pretty fond of him.
All right.
Ms. Hilton, do you know Sarah Johnson? Do you know a Sarah Johnson? Is that the note?
No.
Do you know a Jessica Wallen?
No.
Were you ever housed during the pendency of your charges in the Ozark County Jail?
No.
Did you receive anything from the state of Missouri in consideration for your testimony here today?
Absolutely not.
Who prosecuted you? What counties prosecuted you?
Christian County Prosecutor. My case was in Taney County.
It was a Christian County case in Taney County?
It was a Taney County case, but Christian County prosecutor was who done my case.
Okay. And the Christian County prosecutor, did they give you any sort of special consideration for your testimony?
Not. And I didn't ask for anything either because I knew I was just going to get probation. I'd never been in trouble prior.
Okay. And you said you also received charges out of Greene County?
I did.
Did the Greene County prosecutor give you anything in consideration?
Absolutely did not.
Did Mr. Garrett bring here as the former Ozark County prosecutor give you anything in consideration?
No, he did not.
Why are you testifying today here as a witness?
Because as a person and the way I was raised and the way I believe, it's the right thing to do. That child can't speak for herself. And somebody's got to speak for her, I guess. And what she did is just terrible.
I want to go back real quick to your criminal convictions. Was there also an incident where you stuck some pills into the jail?
I did.
Yeah. And did you plead guilty to that?
I did.
And did you receive probation for that?
I did.
All right. At this time, Your Honor, I'll pass this witness.
Good afternoon, Ms. Hilton. Pray. You, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but were you arrested on May 19th for forgery of 2018?
I don't exactly know the date. But yes, I was arrested in 2018, sometime first that year.
Okay. And if I told you that the records indicate that it was the 19th, would you have any reason to doubt that?
Probably not.
Okay. I want to talk to you about the drug charge that you had. You brought drugs into the jail.
I absolutely did.
On the 19th?
Yes, I did.
And on the 20th of May, they found those, correct?
I don't know what date it was.
Was it the day after you got there?
I couldn't even tell you.
Okay.
I just know it was after I had gotten there.
Were you, other than the charges that you received for that, were you punished in the jail in any manner for that?
I was on lockdown.
Okay. And do you know how long you were on lockdown for?
Not very long.
Okay.
Maybe a little over a week, I believe.
Okay. And do you recall the date that you talked to the officers about your statement?
No, I do not.
Okay. May I approach the witness, Your Honor?
Right.
Is this appear to be a voluntary statement?
Yes.
Okay. And is that your name on there?
It is.
And does that appear to be your handwriting?
Yes.
Okay. And is that your signature at the bottom?
Yes.
And what's the date on that?
6/5/18.
Okay. So do you have any reason to doubt that it would have been 6/5/18 when you spoke to them?
That's probably when I spoke to them.
Okay. Now, I want to just go over a few things. I know the prosecutor asked you about some of the things that you had actually been in trouble for.
Right.
So you've been in trouble for forgery, correct?
Yes.
And that was 6 counts of forgery, correct?
And out of Taney County it was.
Yes, yes. Okay. And you were convicted of stealing out of Christian County?
Yes.
And that was 1 count of stealing?
Yes.
And you were convicted of possession of controlled substance based on the drugs you brought into the jail?
Yes.
Okay. And you've also had 2 convictions for non-support, correct?
Yeah, but it's paid off.
Okay. But you weren't convicted of those. Okay. On your forgery case that you were arrested on in May of 2018, did you, prior to pleading guilty to that, did you look at police reports and the evidence provided by the state against you?
No.
You didn't?
I don't. Yeah, they showed me something when I very first got arrested, but I was not in good shape when I got arrested.
Did you have an attorney?
I had some public defender, yeah.
Okay. That person never went through the discovery with you?
No.
But you pled guilty to that?
I did. I wanted out of jail.
Well, I just want to make clear, because there's some confusion. So, on that, if the police report on that, for that, indicated that you were arrested on May 19th of 2018, would you have any reason to doubt that?
No, I wouldn't.
And if the police report for the possession of the controlled substance indicated that it was found on you on May 20th, so which was the next day of 2018, would you have any reason to doubt that?
No, I wouldn't think so.
All right. And then you were placed in the hole, lockdown, correct? All right. And you were placed, you don't recall how long you were placed in lockdown?
No, okay, exactly, not long. I was alone.
Could it have been 20 days?
No, it was not that long. I don't think so at all.
But you don't have any really...
I don't have an exact date, but I don't think I was...
Were you placed in lockdown any other time during your time here? For flashing someone, maybe?
Objection, Your Honor.
So I have some questions about something, and maybe you can help me out with that. You were arrested, do you recall speaking with the detectives that day, right? On June 5th, when you spoke to them.
I guess if that was the date, yeah.
Yeah, well, we went over that on the report.
Right? Yeah,
okay.
I remember talking to them, yes.
And that was June 15th of 2018. Or June 5th, I'm sorry. June 5th of 2018.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you recall, you told them that you had been in custody about a month at that time, correct?
I have no idea.
Have you reviewed any statements that you made besides your written statement?
No.
Police reports regarding the statements?
No.
Talked to any other law enforcement since that time?
No.
Talked to any investigators from the prosecutor's office during that time, since that time?
No, not that I can recall.
Okay.
Other than when I met with them.
And them, you're speaking of who?
The cops and prosecuting attorney there.
Okay. And when was that?
The other day.
Okay. So prior to that, you hadn't met with anybody else?
No, the only other cop I had talked to was the cop that served me a subpoena.
In your statement from June 5th, you indicated that Ms. Rude had told you she had live burns on her arm, correct?
Yes.
And you wrote that in your statement. It was important, correct?
I don't know. I haven't, I skimmed over it the other day, but I can't even tell you what it said.
Okay. May I approach her?
I've thought about this since the day I left jail.
I'm going to let you read through that, and you don't have to read that loud. Just read through it. Refresh your memory.
No, I don't see anything but the war in there.
I want to go over this with you here. And you say here, and you can correct me if I'm saying this wrong, but said she knows they didn't find any bones on her place because she got rid of all of them. She said that that's how she got the burns on her arms because the stuff lie splashed on her.
I don't know.
Does that say that?
I can't see because I don't have my glasses on, so I'm looking at it as best as I can, okay?
Okay. I'm going to show you what's been marked as Defendant's Exhibit Q, and I'm going to ask you just a few questions about this. And if you need to hold it up to you so you can see it, that would be fine. Is this your name?
Here it is.
Okay. And what is this your name?
It is.
Okay. And is that, I'm not going to read it, is that your Social Security number?
Yeah.
And is that what you were charged with?
Which is.
Okay. And is Saturday, May 19th when it says that they placed you under arrest?
Yes, this was, yes.
Okay. Your Honor, I would ask to take judicial notice of Taney County case number 1846. May I approach? I'm kind of going to go through the same thing here with this one. So, is this your name?
Yes.
Okay. And is this the charge that you were charged with for the drugs you brought into the jail?
Yes.
Okay. Does this say here the criminal offenses occurred on the 20th of May 2018?
Yeah.
Okay. I would ask the court to take judicial notice of Taney County case 1846-CR02589-01.
And what is the exhibit?
I'm sorry, Your Honor. It is the, this is actually just the case net printout of the charges.
I thought you put an exhibit sticker on it.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry. Defendant's exhibit R.
Okay. Any objection?
I mean, I think it's cumulative because she's already admitted to what she's been convicted of, but I have no objection, Your Honor.
I'll take judicial notice and we'll admit it.
So I guess I kind of only have a couple more things for you to talk to you about. You just testified that you were raised to be truthful.
Yeah.
But you were charged with forgery and
stealing. That's right. I had a moment in life in 2017, not proud of it, but I owned it. I got into
Okay, I don't need an explanation. I just ask you a question, a yes or no question. Did you, and you said, I believe you testified just a moment ago that you were raised to do right by kids. Is that correct?
That's right.
And you had 9 support cases. Correct?
I did. I got behind.
That's
paid off. Take care.
You're stuck with the answer you get, Ms. Duvall.
I can stop her from speaking and not being not responsive.
Your objection.
I will make it to the court. Now, I have a little confusion. Maybe you can help me with this. So on May 19th, 2018, you were arrested for forgery. Correct?
Right.
And on May 20th, you were arrested, or you were found with the drugs.
Correct?
Right. And you were placed in lockdown.
Yes.
And then you made this statement on May 6th. Correct? I'm sorry, June 5th. God, I'm really losing my mind. June 5th.
Yeah.
Okay. If my calculation is correct, that's 17 days between those two things, correct?
I guess, yeah.
And you were in lockdown.
I was not in lockdown the entire time.
Thank you. Well, here.
Ms. Hilton, after you gave this written statement to law enforcement, did you continue to talk to the defendant?
No. We were not speaking.
Why did you stop speaking with the defendant?
I stopped speaking to her. The last time I spoke to her is when she took me into her cell and she was showing me pictures of her and her husband and kid, a different kid. And that's when the last time we finished our conversation and what she done. I never spoke to her again.
Did she tell you why she did this to her daughter?
She just said she wasn't ever cut out to be a mother. She was kind of wrapped up in her own world and had her own thing going on. She said she just wasn't cut out to be a mom.
Right. Did the defendant ever talk about an adoptive mother?
Yeah, she said that her kids stayed at an adopted place upstate.
Okay. And what kids were she? Did you know what kids?
Two girls is all I know.
Did the defendant talk to you about her daughter at all?
Not the other one that lives, that's still alive. Not she didn't say much about her.
What did she say about her deceased daughter?
She told me that she had a disability and that she said that she had problems with her at home sometimes and stuff, but
I haven't heard her yet.
And at this time, Judge, the state would rest.
But I want to talk to Mr. Ruth a second. I'm going to provide you this, then we're going to take a break. You know, you have the right to testify or not to testify in this trial. It's up, if you want to. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
And if you want to testify, nobody can talk. You understand that?
Yes, Your Honor.
If you don't want to testify, nobody can force you to testify. You understand that?
Yes, Your Honor.
And if you don't testify, I can't use that as any evidence of guilt or innocence either way, just that you didn't testify. You understand?
Correct.
But in the end, it's your decision and yours alone whether you testify or not. You understand that?
I understand.
Your Honor, we do have a motion. I may approach.
Mm-hmm.
Your Honor, I think we, at this point, we just want to stand on the motion and just say that the state has failed to prove the elements of Mimes alleged in the information.
No argument, Judge. I think we've made a submissible case, Your Honor.
It doesn't take a lot to get past the motion for judgment of acquittal. It's not a finding of guilt, innocence, or anything else, but I think there is enough to get past the motion for judgment of acquittal when we will overrule it. So any witnesses from the defense?
I don't know if the state wants to, well, I don't know if the judge wants to take up what the court had discussed with Ms. Root before.
No, I assume that I've talked to her. I'll leave it up. I assume that if you do something that she didn't want to do, she will tell me.
Your Honor, I will tell the court that Ms. Root has opted to not just take the stand today.
Okay.
Thank you. And we do have a witness, Amy Macbeth. Thank you. And could you please state your name for the record?
Amy Macbeth.
Amy, how are you employed?
I'm employed at Taney County Jail.
How long have you been employed at Taney County Jail?
Sometime in the show will be 12 years.
Okay. What do you do at the Taney County Jail?
I am a sergeant. I'm a correctional officer.
Okay. I would assume you had dealt with a lot of inmates. Is that correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay. On May, I'm going to redirect your attention to May 20th of 2018. You were employed at Taney County, is that correct?
Yes, I was.
And were you working that day?
Yes, I was.
Okay. do you recall an incident with an inmate named Kathy Hilton?
Only from the
Okay. So you don't have an independent recollection of it?
No, I do.
But you did make a report of that incident?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And can you tell me what that incident was?
It was passed on to me that she had...
Objection, Your Honor. Hearsay.
You can't say what anybody else said. So what, if anything, did you do with regard to the information you received?
What did I do with it?
What did you do with the information that you received?
Gave out to my corporal.
Okay. And do you know what, if anything, happened in relation to that?
A search was done.
Did you perform that search?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Do you know if anything was a result of that search?
Some Z-Hacks was found.
Okay. And with regard to Kathy Hilton, are you aware if she was punished in any way for that?
Or so she was unlocked.
Objection, Your Honor, for your sake.
Did you write the report?
Yes, I did.
Okay. As part of your jobs, do you deal with or address conduct violations?
Yes, I do.
With regard to the inmates?
Yes.
Okay. So it's standard that you do that. And did you address this particular conduct?
That I cannot recall.
Okay. But you did a report on this today that you recall?
I report, yes.
Okay. May I approach the witness, Your Honor? Do you recognize the document that I've placed in front of you?
Yes.
And what is that?
That would be the report on that incident.
And that's from the Taney County Sheriff's Office?
Yes.
And that's a jail incident report?
Yes.
And who does it indicate this report was made by?
Amy Macbeth.
All right. And what was the incident date of this report?
5/20/2018.
All right. And in this report, is it indicated what happened to Ms. Hilton as a result of this violation?
Inmate Hilton is unlocked out.
Now, you've said you don't have an independent recollection of this particular event, correct?
No, I do not.
Okay. As a corrections officer that's been at Taney County for a substantial period of time now, could you say generally what kind of punishment would someone be in for this type of conduct?
That rule violation goes with a 20-day lockdown.
All right. Now, I have one other question for you, because I think the state's going to ask you about it, but I'm going to ask you. Have you had any write-ups for your own?
I had a verbal counseling in May of this year for not releasing money in December.
Okay. I have nothing further.
Ms. Carell? Ms. Macbeth, you have no independent recollection of this incident, correct?
No, sir, I do.
And so you can't say if you placed Hilton in lockdown or someone else placed Hilton in lockdown, correct?
I can't say that I personally placed her in lockdown, but...
You just notated it in your report that Hilton is in lockdown. Your report doesn't notate that she's placed in lockdown for a certain number of days, correct?
That is correct.
You don't work 24/7, 365 days a week, year, correct?
Well, no, I'm not supposed to.
You go home sometimes, right?
I do.
Okay. And you didn't have an independent observation of Ms. Hilton at all times while she was in lockdown, correct? How are inmates typically locked down in the Taney County Jail, men and women?
If it's anything over 10 days for a male, we have a lockdown pod. For females, we do not have a lockdown pod. They are locked down in their cells in the pod.
Do the women sometimes, they're sometimes locked down with other women, correct?
Usually it's somebody else on lockdown. We don't typically put somebody into lockdown with someone that's not on lockdown.
Right. So multiple people can be in lockdown at the same time. Multiple women can be in lockdown at the same time.
Yes.
And we'd like to think that all the policies of the Taney County Jail are always followed 24/7 all the time. Is that the case?
No.
No further questions.
I have some follow-ups. So the state asked you about lockdown, and you advise that sometimes they're locked down with other people who are locked down.
Yes.
Okay. But for those women who are locked down, are they able to roam around the pod?
Not during the daytime, no.
Okay. Are they allowed to be out in the pod when other inmates are in the pod?
No.
To the best of your ability, or to the best of your recollection, no, abstract that. I have nothing further, Your Honor.
I have nothing further for this witness, Your Honor. Thank you.
And Your Honor, we did have, I discussed with the state, a stipulation on a witness that we would have called, that is Boyd Garrison. And specifically, I believe that the state, you know, obviously the defense, would stipulate that Boyd Garrison responded to the Rude residence on July 18th of 2017 to the fire. And Boyd Garrison's testimony would include that he was the first person to arrive at the property and the first gate. And he would also testify that it was his belief that whenever he first made contact with Ms. Rude in the truck at the gate, that he saw she had a passenger. And while he could not say with 100% certainty that that was Savannah, that that is who he believes was in the truck.
He assumed was in the truck.
That's what she said.
No, she said believe. Oh.
He assumed that that was Savannah in the truck. That would be the, I would agree to stipulate to that.
Well, let her down a little bit. Did he say there was two females in the vehicle, one of them being the defendant and one of another female that he was not sure who it was, or that there were just another person?
I think that's fair, Judge, that he assumed it was Savannah, but in later statements he said he couldn't tell whether it was female or male. He could not testify to that, but he assumed that it was Savannah and there was another person.
If I can find out, he was deposed. Am I going to let the state to review this, or I can...
It's fine. If it's in deposition, I'm pulling this from memory, so deposition is more accurate than my memory.
Okay, and the question in the deposition was there anyone else in the vehicle with her? And Mr. Garrison's response was, I think there was. I'm about 99% sure there was, but I couldn't swear to it. But I'm just almost positive there was somebody else with her. I thought it was Savannah.
That's all fine.
I agree to stipulate to that exact statement.
Yeah, all right.
Judge, in rebuttal, we have a stipulation.
Okay.
The state and the defense would agree that Keith Gwynn, D-W-I-N, is the jail administrator of the Taney County Jail. Mr. Gwynn could testify that there's no record of how long Kathy Hilton was on lockdown and that first-time offenders could be on lockdown less than 20 days.
I'll take that stipulation.
Thank you, Your Honor. And that would be the state's rebuttal.
And the state now, Rhea?
Yes.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.